Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
He also is going to be part of the broadcast team calling the Cubs-Padres series on ABC, along with Kevin Brown, Jessica Mendoza, and Ben McDonald. Jesse Rogers from ESPN is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. And Jesse, we are very excited for the next 3 days coming up. A little stressed, too.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's pretty excited as well. Wrigley Field's really going to be rocking. First playoff games there with fans since 2018. So that's quite a bit. The last World Series, you know, not the last, the only World Series team they've had in 108 years sort of got broken up there in 2021. And it's been a slow kind of climb to get back to this point for the Cubs. So, yeah, I think everyone's excited. Both fan bases should be in for a really good series.
I don't want a good series. I want a blowout, Jesse. That's what I want. It's just literally one way or the other. I don't know that my heart can take it. But when you look at these two teams, certainly you can. I mean, look, you say on paper, because I think it is on paper, because once your regular season ends, everybody's hitting zero. Like Pete Crow Armstrong struggles don't exist anymore. They really don't, you know. And when you look at Dylan Cease's struggles, they're gone. And it's so nice for the player to be able to turn the page and go into October. And you look at it on paper, what do you kind of make of this matchup? What do you like? What do you dislike about it?
Let me go back to what you just said, and then I'll mention it, because I think it's a good point about starting over. And people just feel like, oh, it's all logical. What happened this past weekend is going to carry over to
right.
Tuesday. You know, I brought this up to Craig Counsell just yesterday, and I didn't know if this analogy would work. I presented it to him. And he absolutely agreed with it. And what I said to him was, is the difference between the regular season and the postseason kind of the same as spring training to the regular season? And he said, yeah, that's it. You can be so hot in March and suck in April. And the opposite can be true as well. It's the same thing here. I mean, everyone wants to be hot in the final week. They feel like it'll carry over. Like emotionally, you feel like it'll carry over. But who knows? You could have used up all your hits last week. And sort of, you know, be struggling come tomorrow. So you just don't know, and that's part of the beauty of the sport and also the postseason where every pitch matters, and it really is starting over 0-0 for everybody. ERAs, batting averages, everything. So don't pretend like you can predict what's going to happen, who's going to be hot the next 2 to 3 days. It's impossible, and that's the beauty of it all. But I view this matchup. I mean, there's a reason Vegas puts the Cubs as a slight favorite. I think that's the right call. They're at home.
Yep.
The Padres have been under 500 on the road in the regular season. But as I was just saying, you know, you can kind of throw that out. I think both lineups have moments where they can be pitched to. They can be pitched to. And I think the Laureano injury is a big one, because the Cubs are going to be starting two lefties in game one and game two. And Matthew Boyd especially is tough against lefties. Shota and Managa is a little bit more even splits. So I wonder if the Padres can muster up enough offensively to do some damage in these first two games, where they've been inconsistent offensively and they don't have the extra right-handed bat in Laureano. So that's one storyline for me. Can the Padres be a little bit more consistent on offense against two lefties? I do think the Cubs need to get a lead. I don't think they're going to be able to sort of come from behind because of that Padres bullpen. I do think the early innings will be very important. Shota and Managa gives up runs early. If the Padres get a lead in game two, that could be trouble for the Cubs. And I think the Padres bullpen is a little bit better than the Cubs. Brad Keller is their weapon in the back end for Chicago, and if they can get it to him, he's kind of lights out. But I do think early innings will be important in this series, and if you guys, if the Padres can get to the lefties early, that could be the difference as well. I think the Cubs lineup 1-9, because Laureano's out, is better, has more speed, can win in different ways. And so if they start turning over that lineup and getting on the base paths and using their speed, that could be the difference there. So that's kind of my short version of it as I study this thing.
And we haven't heard anything official, but you're hearing Boyd, then Imanaga, and then maybe Tyone in game three? Or how do you think are they going to lay it out here?
Yeah, definitely Boyd and then Imanaga. Game three, probably Tyone, but it's such an all-hands-on-deck. It's almost like a bulk opener, in my opinion, in game three, whether it's Tyone or the wild card would be Colin Ray. I think the Padres have as many, like, you know, how are they going to deploy everybody after Pavetta, to be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those are some good question marks as we move this thing along. But a lot of guys like to say after game one, it's kind of like, where are we? Are we in elimination in a negative way? So do we have to really go all hands on deck for games two and three? You know, I think you still have to save someone back for game three. Like you can't use everybody in game two. So these are things I think we'll find out about in the next 24 hours, if not in the next few hours, as both teams, you know, show up for workouts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our pal Jesse Rogers here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, I not having watched a ton of Cubs baseball this year, how creative of a manager is Craig Counsell? We know Mike Schilt very well. We talk to him every other week. We've watched him win 90 games since he's been here. You know, we know kind of what he's about. Now, he does have the ability to surprise us every now and then. That being said, how creative of a skipper is Craig Counsell? And do you imagine it will be a scenario where he does deploy a lot of creativity?
No, I wouldn't say he's that creative. I mean, they have their, you know, they don't do a lot of platooning, so they kind of have their 1-9, and when healthy, they haven't really altered from that. He's moved around some of the lineup in terms of who's the leadoff man, and right now it's Michael Busch, who really did finish the season.
Man,
hot,
unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been to hit 34 home runs at Wrigley Field as a left-handed hitter. That's not an easy task. Much easier power for righties there. You know, he talks about outs, getting through a game in the 27 out realm. He doesn't talk too much about roles, and that's why, you know, even yesterday he was saying, like, throw out the word roles when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it really is out by out by out. So whoever starts, you know, could get six outs, could get nine, could get 12. That goes for every team. You shorten your pitching staff so much. You have days off in between. I mean, not in the best of three, but it's only up to three games. But as you move through the playoffs, there's plenty of days off to get rest for your, especially in the National League, for your relievers. So I he'll be aggressive in just trying to get an out in that inning, fourth inning, boom, try to get an out with a certain matchup, and he'll just keep doing that throughout. So I think that's probably the only, you know, interesting part where maybe the Padres guys have a little bit more roles. Brad Keller has a role. He's back end, high leverage. After that, it's really mixing and matching. They will absolutely deploy their left-handed relievers. I mean, they have five lefties right, with the two starters and then three relievers. Those five lefties are going to get a lot of important outs in this series because the Padres are so, you know, lefty dominant outside of a couple, three guys. Obviously, those guys are dangerous in Machado and Tatis. So, yeah, I think that's it. You know, think of how Council does this as sort of outs. Just he's going to try to get outs and not look at, okay, how long can the starter go? No, it's going to be like he needs an out. He's going to go get it. That's kind of the way I can describe it.
Jesse, last thing for me. They say pitching and defense wins in the playoffs, except when it doesn't. And bullpen wins in the playoffs, except when it doesn't. The one thing that, you know, I'm kind of pinpointing here for the Padres, how much do you think playoff experience matters? I mean, the Cubs have some. Kyle Tucker, obviously, a couple of guys. But Padres, both good and bad, they've had a lot of guys who have had experienced October at-bats in big series over the last few years. Does that perhaps give them a bit of an edge here?
I don't think it gives them an edge, but I think it allows you to throw out their below 500 record on the road for the regular season. I think in my opinion, this is why we didn't have a couple hundred win teams, because the ones that could have won 100 have been going to the postseason year in and year out. And I just feel like even if they didn't do it on purpose, the Phillies, the Dodgers, maybe even the Padres, not so much the Padres, but the Phillies and Dodgers, you know, held something back.
They
did. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They didn't have to go full throttle the whole way. And maybe that includes the Padres. I don't know.
It does. I think it does.
We think they were a little throttled back the last month and a half or so.
So I think that's where it matters. Like, that's where you could throw out anybody that was struggling, below 500 on the road, because they've been there and done that before. But I don't really think it gives them an edge. Because there is Dansby. It was a whole bunch of young players that had never been there before. But look, Justin Turner is a coach in uniform. He's helped this team a lot. Dansby Swanson's a world champion. Boyd just pitched in the playoffs last year. Kyle, there's enough. Now, sure, PCA and Matt Shaw, every team has a couple of rookies that haven't been there. I just don't think it's the real edge that people might think. I just think that it at least you could say they won't be overwhelmed or they were under 500 on the road all season. This is going to hurt them. Nah, throw that all out. They know what it takes.
Jesse, we're really excited that you're on this series again. You're one of our absolute favorites. And I know when you say something nice about the Cubs, all the Padres fans are going to call you a Chicago homer, but we know that's not true.
No, we know.
So we do appreciate you joining us.
No, I'll play it down the middle. Let me tell you, I know your guys very well. When they were in Chicago a couple weeks ago, I sat with AJ, I sat with Josh Stein, I sat with Mike Schilt. I total respect for what the Padres have done over these last few years, and we all agreed even 2 weeks ago if this was going to be the matchup, it was going to be a great one. So I almost wish it was best of five or best of seven.
Me too.
But this is fun. Yeah, this is fun too. And you know, you just can't get behind. I just think that's a big key. You can't get behind in any of these games, and especially if you're the Cubs, because you guys have a lights out bullpen. But the Cubs are pretty good there too when they shorten their pen. So I think early innings are going to be important. Should be fun.
We're really good at getting behind. So I mean, that's been like the mark of the last 6 weeks is like first inning home run. I mean, it's you can almost book.
How's
it,
the weather looking?
What's the weather look like?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked about all that because, okay, so the one benefit of me being Chicago-based is I've been to Wrigley Field for, you know, 30 years. It is a volatile place these days. The wind blows in a ton. The shadows starting at 2 Central are going to be interesting. The sun is going to be interesting. All of it. I mean, it is one of the most volatile places to play defense, and more so over the last couple of years. I've talked to many players about this. For some reason, the wind patterns have kind of picked up and mostly are blowing in. Now, you might get a rare day tomorrow. Who knows? It could blow out. The weather's supposed to be warm, definitely warm. But, you know, in terms of a 2 o'clock start Central time, wind, shadow, sun, kind of weird. It's an in-between start time. So I would imagine today is going to be very important for the Padres out on the field at a similar time as the game will be tomorrow. So all that, keep an eye on that tomorrow. It's been wild, even for the home team defensively all season long.
Yeah, I don't envy hitting at about 4:30 against Mason Miller and those sliders in the afternoon,
right,
in the eighth inning. That's not a good one. Jesse, thank you so much.
All right, guys, take care.
Jesse Rogers, such good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.